Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the Automobile Association in the UK has just released figures which show that in the first 9 months of this year, 500,000 breakdowns were caused by potholes. Not too long ago, it seemed as if Ireland was the pothole capital of the world. So has that changed? Motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, Geraldine Herbert, is here to tell us. Afternoon, Geraldine.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Have things improved?
God, I hope so. I'll tell you what, though, before I say what, I hate to mention even the word potholes because, like, there's some twisted Murphy's Law of motoring. The minute you start talking about potholes, boom, you hit one. So I'm telling you, if I'm jinxed by myself by talking to you, I'll be back onto you tomorrow.
Right. I just want to point out this. We're not legally responsible for that if you hit a pothole. It's just been said loudly into my ear. And repeatedly.
I can imagine.
because this is anecdotal, it feels like it used to be terrible here.
It was. Now, I live in Kildare, and I have to say Kildare roads, I always maintained, were the absolute worst, and they just seem to be atrocious, but they have improved. There's absolutely no doubt about that. That said, though, I mean, the issue of potholes on Irish roads is a significant one still, and it's mainly down to extreme weather conditions. We know about persistent rainfall, and the issue is that even when councils repair potholes, often it's just not enough because the rain is so bad, and as I said, it's so persistent that it actually, the road needs to be resurfaced, and then there isn't always the funds for that, but it does differ as to where you are in the country as to how bad it is. That is, it's not universally bad, but definitely there are counties that are worse than others.
Okay, and why would some counties be worse than others? Is it because the local authority hasn't as much money as the one next door to it, or they just have more roads?
They could have more roads. They could have other priorities in terms of spending that maybe they don't have the same allocation. I don't know, to be honest. You know, it does, as I said, it does vary, though, because if you look at a few of them, like Laois seems to have a particular problem at the moment, and I'm sure Laois doesn't get any worse weather than anywhere else in Ireland. Limerick has a particular problem as well, and they actually paid out £18,500 in compensation for damages related to potholes over the past 20 months. So I would have thought that's a fairly significant amount.
Right, okay. Yeah, of course, we don't know how many individual instances that is. That's just a collective figure.
I think 300 and something, if I remember correctly.
Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah. And also in Cavan, I feel very sorry for people in Cavan, approximately 40% of the roads are reported to be in poor condition. And there's a widespread pothole issue in Cavan. So there now. Sligo also has an issue. And then in Dublin, there was a local councillor who was highlighting areas like Rathfarnham and Temple Oaks. So they seem to be the ones that are making the news. That's not to say there aren't any counties that are particularly bad, but they just haven't been making the news recently.
Yeah. Now, is there anything that could be done in terms of a long term plan? Can you make a road pothole proof?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. If you resurface it, that seems to be the solution, as, you know, you'll get longer out of it. This constant just refilling the pothole doesn't seem to work. That would be fine if you didn't have the bad weather and the rainfall that we have. So that seems to be the issue more than anything. But I presume as well, no more than the flooding in Bantry, forecasting, I suppose, would help us know these things. If we knew, you know, that we were in for, I suppose, well, we are always in for a bad winter. Mm-hmm. But if we knew there was really bad weather en route this winter or whatever, maybe roads could be resurfaced before they get really bad. Because, I mean, obviously, if county councils are paying out compensation, that's not a good idea either. Preventative measures are surely the better option.
Yeah, you'd have thought so. What kind of damage, what's the most common forms of damage potholes do to cars?
They can do a lot. I mean, obviously, the most common one is actually just to get a puncture, but you can also do damage to your tyres, to the actual sidewall of the tyre. And therefore, cumulatively, you know, you're damaging your tyre, which is a problem. You can do damage, obviously, to the wheels. You can do damage to the suspension. If you're constantly travelling on badly surfaced roads, that's a big issue. But there's also a danger to the likes of cyclists. I was quite surprised, actually, that AA study that came out, something like, was it 118 cyclists, they reckon, have been killed in the last 4 years in the UK due to potholes.
Crikey.
So, that just really jumped out at me. I thought, good God. So, I mean, for motorists, okay, there's a financial cost, but for cyclists, that's a really big issue.
That's life-threatening stuff. And also as well, how could, if you live in a county where which is riddled with potholes, how could you possibly pass your NCT test?
Well, I mean, that is the thing as well. You'd have to drive like a snail and be vigilant all the time with your eyes peeled on the road. But there's all sorts of ramifications about potholes. It's not simply an inconvenience. And I think that's the one thing that survey certainly highlights.
Yeah. The now, if your car is damaged by a pothole, is it always the local authority you claim that off?
Yeah, so I had a look at this and I went to the limerick.ie site. So this is for Limerick City and County Council because they've actually paid out, we know, quite a lot of money for damage. And basically they have on their site a small claims form. So you fill it out and you put in all the details, the location, you take photographs, obviously, of the damage to your car. You take photographs of the cause of the damage. So in this case, it would be the pothole. And then you can submit receipts for the repairs and all of those things. And I presume, like, provided you have all the details, information, that they can't really reject your claim. So that seems to be the process. Now, I would imagine it's similar on all other county councils. I can't imagine that Limerick is unique in that sense. So I would imagine that's how you go about it. So there's really no excuse these days not to be able to photograph all of this with phones and everything, Sean. So accumulate all your evidence and send it in is really the advice.
Yeah, I wonder in Limerick, would it have been cheaper than to just fill in the potholes rather than pay out 18.5 grand in compensation to 300 and something people?
I'm not sure how much potholes cost to fill in or how much it cost to resurface the road, but I'm imagining you might get a few filled for that amount of money anyway.
Yeah, you'd have thought so. Geraldine, thanks a million as ever. That's Geraldine Herbert there, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.